Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday, hour number two on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Big hour ahead. We've got Davis Maddock with the lion's share. We've got Coach Young stopping by as well. Very busy. We'll get into a little bit more with the NBA. We've got the hockey. We've got the baseball tonight as we continue to roll along here. Joe, I was just talking to Dave there. And obviously, me and you have had some fun. You like the ponies, Joe. I mean, we've kind of made that established now, both here and on the radio show. And we started to, you know, get into it a little bit last night. Have you zeroed in yet on who you're going to be putting on the card for this Saturday in the Belmont Stakes? Do you know which horse you're going to be going after?
The four. I forget the name, though. It's the four horse. The four.
The four horse is who you're going after. If you give me a moment, Joe, I'll tell you that. The wine steward. The wine steward. 15-1.
There you go.
That's the one. Now, you actually were bellyaching to me last night that 15-1 isn't enough. That's not enough for you.
It's not enough if you put it in the trifectas and everything and put it with the field. You're not going to win anything.
Why can't you bet it straight? Why can't you just bet him to win? Why can't we do that?
You're going to get $7.50. For every dollar you bet.
All right, so then put a big number with a couple zeros on it, Joe. I mean, you're involved here. Put a big number with a couple zeros there, and then the return's nice and fat. I know what you're involved with here with the racing. Come on, Joe. You can step up a little bit to the plate. Nothing wrong.
Maybe $15 it'll pay. If it pays $15, you're going to get me to bet this race. I'm going to absolutely smash you. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to be heavily invested.
It's the last leg of the Triple Crown, Joe. I mean, come on. They're at Saratoga this year.
Drink some wine. Why not? Drink some wine.
The wine steward. Let's go.
Have some blueberry wine. Meanwhile,
I like the two, Joe.
Some blueberry.
Come on, resilience.
Now, I want to go with somebody that hasn't raced in the first two. The wine steward. He's fresh. The kid is fresh.
All right, fair enough. The Belmont Stakes.
How's the jockey? Yes. How's the jockey? Where is he? Battle tested?
I keep taking the list out and putting the list away. I will get
Take
you the
it out. I need the jockey. Is the jockey used to a little rubbing?
I gave you all
like,
the
like
jockey
Days of Thunder.
Night, Joe.
Rubbin's racing. Well, you like Vasquez. That's who you like. You like Vasquez.
I like John Velasquez. Yes,
yeah, you
I like
John
Velasquez.
Velasquez.
That's my. Yeah, that's my guy.
That's your guy.
I like rooting for him, and I like betting on him. Not a favorite, first of all. Velasquez is on the five horse, Antiquarian. That's the one I also like, Joe. We're going to take the five. Velasquez is on the five. Who did you want to know which jockey was on which horse?
I want the four's jockey. Is he battle-tested?
Manny Franco. Manny Franco is on. Your boy
is
Manny.
He related to Johnny Franco? Is he
I'm
related
not sure.
to John Franco,
sure.
Statagine?
Not sure.
Huh? Statagine
but that
in the
five,
house?
That five is Pletcher and Velasquez, which is a nice combination that I like.
Yeah,
so
I'm not taking Pletcher. Everybody wants to bet Pletcher and the trainer.
You know what, Joe? Everybody wants to bet him until you watch them all walk to the window after he wins. That's what you could do when everybody wants to bet him.
You know why?
Sometimes,
give me the trainer. Yeah.
Sometimes everyone wins. Sometimes everyone wins.
Very rare.
Sometimes.
Here's the thing. You're wrong, and give me the trainer that wants to use the clear. They could test the horse after he wins by 6 furlongs. All right.
Yeah, if you cash the ticket, who cares?
As long as
you cash, Joe. Joe's not concerned.
Give me the one that
They're
uses
not
the
come
clear
back
a
and
little
take
bit.
It away. Yeah, there you go. The Belmont Stakes at Saratoga this year. for the first time ever coming up on Saturday. We'll have you covered all week long here as our guys from the Daily Racing Form will join us on Coast to Coast. All right, Joe, game one, as we were saying before, is Thursday night. It is still 6.5. It is still 214.5. I guess, Joe, at this point, there's probably not going to be any changes, if any, until we get to Thursday, right? I mean, I don't see anything moving on this between now and then. Maybe day of game, we'll start to see maybe something move one way or the other. But it's probably going to hold 6.5 and a 214 till then.
Absolutely. That's what I think. But it's not changing my mentality. I'm going Dallas outright. I don't care about the 6.5, and I'm still sticking with the Youngs. I'm taking Kyrie for 30 in game one, and maybe we should hold him to 35. Coming back home, he's going to want to show how mature he is. Do we take Tatum and Kyrie? Tatum and Kyrie or Brown and Kyrie?
No. I will not make one play on Jason Tatum in this series.
I agree. You know what? He's been inconsistent.
Let's just go, Mavs, Joe. Let's back the Mavs. Don't go and start. You know, you double dip all the time. Let me take a guy over here. Let me take a guy.
That's not true. We're on the Mavs. That's all you do.
We're on the Mavs.
I
don't want to hear Horford, Tatum, Brown. I don't want to be involved in any of these guys. We are full go with the Dallas Mavericks to win this series. And their player props every game, Joe.
Well, then why don't we go big or go home? Let's do Kyrie for points, Kyrie for threes.
You said I dug this up for you because we could do this, like I said, more tonight. Kyrie to score 25 in every game, 25 plus in each game of the series, 30-1.
Perfect.
For him to score 25 plus every game of the series.
Let's do it.
You buying? Buying?
Yeah.
It? You want to go for
I
it?
I am.
All right.
I am.
I'll actually play it too, Joe. If you want, I'll go in with you. Now, for him to score 20 plus is 3-1.
Nah, that's not enough.
Him to score 20 plus. Nah, I know. You needed the big numbers, Joe. Joe needs the big numbers. 30-1 is more up Joe's alley. Have him to score 50 in any game, 50-1.
I like that too. I like that too.
He can score 50. Why can't he? He's got
36. Against the Wolves. Why can't he get 50?
No shot. Go ahead. Now you're really going to play when I tell you got no shot.
See, you're bad. I came into this week going, it's a light week. There's not much. You got me betting the Belmont Stakes. You got me betting Kyrie, not just for his in-game totals, but you got me now for the series. And now 50-plus, he's definitely
and
over 50.
I'm on the Dallas to win game one and to win the series at 5-1. Dallas to win this game one.
I don't like that.
Why? We like Dallas to win the series. You don't think they can win game one on Thursday night?
I'd rather just bet the money line every night.
All right. Yeah, you do what you want to do, Joe. That's fine. NBA Finals MVP, of course, as we know, Joe has taken a position on Kyrie. I wish that I could. Unfortunately, in New York, I cannot. But there you go. He's now down to, what does that say, Joe? 19? That opened 18. At 27 or 18. That opened at around 26 a couple of days ago, and now down to 19. Been hammered 18. It's been hammered down by you, Joe. You're probably the one that moved that number.
Well, I think he's got life, Carver. Coming back home, this is what it's all about, right? A little ill will, a little bad taste in your mouth. He's matured. Let's take this team on his back. And I'll just say this about Luka. He did step up in clutch time. But at the end of the day, I still think that Kyrie was more consistent, showed that he had control of that team. When Kyrie takes charge, it's over. I'm telling you. When he doesn't turn the ball over, he plays defense, diving on the ground for loose balls. That's what we want. I think he'll do that in this series. So 18-1, you got a 5-tool player, Carver. 5-tool.
And I don't think we're going to go – we're not going to go any deeper than those big four, right, Joe?
No.
I mean, you don't think this is going to be an Andre Iguodala situation where somebody from way down the line is going to end up winning Finals MVP? It's Tatum, Brown, Luka, Kyrie. You don't want to go further than that down the board.
That's it.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to take a shot on P.J. Washington.
The Zinger? What about the Zinger?
If we take the Zinger, then what? Then what are you talking about? Then you just said you like Dallas. You see what I'm talking about with you? You're just doing it to stir the pot.
That's a little different, Joe. That's different. That's the finals MVP. It's like a stash. It's a big number. It's a stash away just in case.
I'm done with you. Can you get me to tonight?
Carver, Pharrell, Coast to Coast. Yeah, I thought we were doing radio there, Joe. Dollar in the bucket. Coast to Coast. We're back. We'll see you radio right after that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back from Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us. So while we wait till Thursday for the NBA Finals, Joe, we are waiting even longer for the Stanley Cup Final, as they will not begin until Saturday night in Sunrise between the Panthers and the Oilers. The nice 3,000-plus-mile distance between those two cities, which is going to be fun. That is another one. You think that it's bad hearing about Kyrie Irving in Boston over the next few days? Wait till you hear how much complaining from media members that they have to try to fly from South Florida all the way to Edmonton a couple of times back and forth if this series goes 6 or 7 games. That will be nauseating as well. But, Joe, we have ourselves a fun series. Florida is back here after losing in the finals last year. You have Edmonton with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl making their first appearance in the Stanley Cup Final. Let's hear from Florida Panther head coach Paul Maurice to kick us off. We love Paul here on C2C. And how about facing McDavid and the crew? First thoughts, Coach.
These two men, you can't play a one-on-one game with them. They're just too fast, too strong, too skilled.
So
it's a five-man defensive game. And everything else that's kind of come out of my mouth would be a cliche. But sometimes there's a reason for it, right? Those cliches stick around because they're true. Can't do anything to generate offense for Edmonton. They're going to generate their own. And we have to be mindful of the position that we are in on change of possessions. But we can't be in a passive position worried about that all night.
Spoken like a true therapist.
All right, Joe, let's just wipe all that away from Paul right there, because Paul didn't say the thing that's going to be the most important. And I'm sure he's probably got like 5 more media sessions between now and Saturday, and eventually the topic's going to come up, and that's what it is. Here's what this comes down to, Joe, because guess what? We've been watching the playoffs for a long time, and let's just even take this year's playoffs and put that right in the hopper as well. This series is going to be won by which power play is going to score more. 5-on-5 has been very even throughout these entire playoffs, really, Joe, in almost every matchup. These series have swung on special teams. You saw it with how Edmonton beat Dallas the other night to advance. 2 power play goals in the first period, held the fort. Their penalty kill has done 28 straight kills. You have Florida coming in. They have been extremely stingy. Both teams are not going to allow much 5-on-5. Can Edmonton's power play, which is the best in the league, are they going to be able to score on a very good Florida Panther penalty kill? And will Florida score on an Edmonton penalty kill that's stopped 28 straight power plays? That, Joe, is as simple as it gets with who's going to win this series.
Well, I mean, that's the X's and O's standpoint, and that's why they call you the hockey
Chalk
whisperer.
Talk.
Because
Chalk
I mean, I had to do a double take and look at you in the screen. I thought I was talking to Barry Melrose there for a second. I mean, that was so eloquent. It was unbelievable. Here's my take on the situation, okay? And you're absolutely right from the X's and O's standpoint. But this game's going to be won or lost on how dirty can Florida get? Can they muscle and knock around McDavid and Draisaitl? Because Dallas couldn't do it. The other teams in the West couldn't do it. This is an Eastern Conference team. They got here on grit and work ethic and just staving off power plays to the New York Rangers, another blue-collar team. If they can knock around McDavid, and I mean knock him around, hit him into the boards, give him an elbow. And you know, maybe you take a 4-minute major to get things started. Set the tone early and put McDavid and Draisaitl on their ass. Florida will win it. You know what? I don't want Edmonton. It's Florida right now. I'm picking Florida. And I'll tell you this about Maurice.
That's
though.
A good
He's
start.
Another one.
Let's give them a 4-minute. Let's give them a 5-minute major at the start of the series.
That's it. Give them a 5-minute major.
Let's
set
go
the
and
tone.
Give them a 5-minute. Send a message
getter.
Right out of the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, it's an attention.
Just told you
that's
it's going to be completely decided on
day.
Special teams.
That's it.
Give them the
that's
5-minute
it.
Major.
Give them the 5-minute
so wait a
major.
Second. I thought you told me last night you were on Edmonton.
I was. But after too much, I was. But you know what? No more. I switched. I rarely do this, but I'm tired of you because you set it up, McDavid, Draisaitl. I'm already sick of the both of them. And they never put money in our pocket. So you know what? We're going with Florida because I know what will happen. If I bet Edmonton, this guy McDavid, this hack, right, won't score a point the whole series and they'll get shut out. So better to go against them than with them.
So let's do Mavericks and Panthers, both to win the series at plus 395.
All right.
Series bet. Series parlay. Panthers, Mavericks, Joe. Put them together. No, forget the games. We can mess around with all that stuff on the side. Just straight up to win the series. Panther-Maverick parlay, plus 395. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. I'll do it.
All right, look at that. We're together on one. It's nice to see. We don't get it often, but we're together on one there.
No, that's it. We don't get it often because you disagree with me on every turn. That's why.
That's not true. That's not true at all, Joe.
You got to be like Paul Maurice.
Game one is Saturday night. Panthers are minus 135 on Saturday night. Oilers are plus $1.15. And 5.5, I like the unders in these Panther games, Joe. They're all tight. They're all now. Look, will there be a game or two that probably goes over? Sure, there was one in the Rangers series. 5 of the 6 games went under. This team clearly has more skill and speed with Edmonton, and I'm not sure yet, Joe, how effective they're going to be on that 5-on-5. But I think that the majority of these games will be under the 5.5, just like the Panther series was. And listen, the Oilers Star games, Joe, were trended to the under, especially late in the series as well.
I like the under as well. The only thing that scares me, Carver, and you'll agree, is Skinner. I mean, I know I joke around about Bobrovsky,
yeah, but Skinner, I'm done
sometimes
with it.
You're done with it? You're done?
I'm done with being everybody being worried about Skinner. When you have gotten through 3 rounds and you have gotten to this point, I think that conversation's over. That's a first-round conversation. It's a second. When you've won 3 series and you've won 12 games and gotten to this point, you're good enough to win it, Joe. I think you're good enough to win.
I hope
if you've
we pelt
this
him. Let's pelt him in game one. Well, pelt his ass.
Yeah, we want that. That's how we want it to go. That's for sure. We want it to go in that direction. We'll come back. I've got one or two other things for you, including the Conn Smythe Award. Now that's a place, Joe, in this series where there might be some tickets to stash away. We'll take a look at those numbers when we come back. Frel Coast to Coast. On a Tuesday, Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty, Sports Grid, Sports Grid Radio. We keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Frel Coast to Coast. Here on a Tuesday, Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. All right, Joe. Series price, as I mentioned to you, I don't give you that parlay number. I didn't give you the full price. Is minus 130 for Florida and plus $1.10 for Edmonton. We're on Florida. We're putting it with the Mavericks. You want to put it with the golf, too? You want to throw a third leg in there? Want to put
Toasty
it with the golf?
Toasty round one.
Toasty not in this week. Elevated event. Elevated event this week, Joe.
Griot, no round one leader?
No, I can't go with you on that. How about, you know, instead of something that's going to end the ticket
Malnati
by Thursday, maybe like...
Want to go with the Italian,
like somebody
Pete Malnati?
For a top 20 or something like that. Why
how
do we
about
have
Malnati?
To go with why do we have to take, like, the bottom 2 or 3 guys on the odds board and play them? Why do we
because,
have to do that?
Because like, I'm a believer in the underdog, unlike you. I like the hardworking guys. Okay, I just don't go with the fluff like the golf syndicate.
So suddenly you're the hard hat guy around here, is what you're telling me. You're the hard hat guy.
I don't think it was ever in doubt. I don't think it was ever in doubt. Yeah, granted, I look like I should be an A-lister, but that's besides the point. I mean, don't let the hair fool you. I mean, personality is all blue collar. I mean, just because I look like a movie star doesn't mean anything. I mean, what do you want me to say?
The Florida Panthers are the third team, Joe, in the last 40-plus years that lost the Stanley Cup final and came back to it the next year. The last two to do it, the Penguins did cash in 2009 after they lost, and the Oilers cashed in in 84 after they lost. Of course, the other two are really back in the 70s, the Bruins and the Blues. But the last two that did this, Joe, have cashed in. So hopefully Florida is able to continue that pattern and be able to get it done. For the Conn Smythe, of course, McDavid is the favorite as you look at the board, as he is now 2-1. Bobrovsky and Barkov are 4. Kachuk is 6. Draisaitl for 7. Bouchard plus 750. And then you get some big numbers with Verhaeghe and Reinhardt. Remember this, Joe. This is different than the NBA. The NBA is just for the finals and who plays in those games between Boston and Dallas. The Conn Smythe is for the entire Stanley Cup playoffs, which is why, I mean, we would probably like, you know, taking a shot with a Draisaitl or something like that. At this point, he'd probably need to go bonkers in the final to be able to. Like, if Edmonton wins, it's going to be McDavid, right, Joe? But I think on the Florida side, which we like, there may be some chances there. Even Bobrovsky's number as the top Florida guy, Joe, I think is pretty good at 4-1. Him and Barkov, it's a pretty good number.
It is a good number. I like Verhaeghe, though. Let's take Verhaeghe. You want to take a deep shot on Forsling? Let's go. Look at me throwing out the names.
It's not going to be Forsling, Joe. It's going to be Bobrovsky, Barkov, or Kachuk.
Why not Verhaeghe?
Let me finish. Verhaeghe is really far back from them. He would need, like, a couple overtime winners in the finals.
Why can't he do that? I don't understand.
Maybe he can. He's been Mr. Overtime the last couple years.
So then why don't we take him?
That's very difficult to do. I think we should focus our efforts more on Bobrovsky and Kachuk. I think that those are the guys that we focus our efforts on.
So you're saying he's got no shot?
I'm saying I'm not going to say he's got no shot. I'm going to say he's a long shot for a reason. That's what I'm going to say. He's a long shot for Verhaeghe.
You sold me.
It would take a lot.
That's all I need to know.
It would take a lot, I think.
Remember this. Who said 4 overtime games in the Rangers series? Did we take it? That's all I'm going to say. Who was right?
I didn't.
Did you talk me out of that?
I didn't take it.
I didn't take it because of you. Take Verhaeghe. What's Verhaeghe's number?
If they put it back up on the screen, I believe it was 25-1. There you go, Luke. 25-1.
That's a great number. Verhaeghe. That's a great number, and he's all around the net.
Yeah, but Joe, what I'm saying to you is he's going to have a couple big moments. He's going to have not just one. I think he needs more than just one overtime.
Multiple
moments. It would take a lot to overtake Bobrovsky and Kachuk and Barkov. Those guys have been. The entire playoff, those have been their guys. It's not just what he does in this final. Okay. I think it's a very difficult task, Joe. I think we should focus on the other guys. That's where we probably should sit. Joe, you're Mr. Hockey now, man. That's really what all that matters. It's just a shame that the season's coming to an end because every spring you become a hockey guy. And now you're going to put the pucks away until next April after this series is over. And that's a very upsetting thing, especially with the puckhead. That you've become. For El Coast to Coast, here on a Tuesday, Carver High and Joe for Scotty. We're back on the grid right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. BetMGM, they have you all set up. How about a first bet offer? $1,500. What do we got to do? Download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android or visit BetMGM.com. Sign up and deposit at least $10 into your newly created BetMGM Sportsbook account. Place your first wager and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. If the bet does lose, your bonus bets will be available once your initial wager is settled. That is BetMGM's first bet offer, up to $1,500. They are always taking care of you. Speaking of BetMGM, it is time for the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. And Davis Maddock is with us every day here on Coast to Coast. Of course, Fantasy Sports Today on Saturday mornings as well. here on the grid. All right, Davis, we have a lot of baseball tonight. I usually love Tuesdays because everyone plays and we have no day games for the most part. There's usually never a day game on Tuesday. It's all night slate, 15 games. We're ready to rock and roll, and that's precisely what we are tonight. A couple of things from last night first before we get there. And I want to start with the Phillies, who have been playing great. Them and the Yankees are now kind of neck and neck for the best record in baseball. But the Brewers came in really hot, and even though they lost, I thought it was awesome that Rhys Hoskins hit the homer. In fact, Davis, I'm upset at myself that I didn't have Rhys Hoskins in the tater time yesterday, and I only didn't because Wheeler was starting for the Phillies, and he was still able to find a way to hit one late in the game. So a nice return and a nice job by the Philadelphia fans, who gave Hoskins a hell of an ovation when he returned.
Stole a base, too. I mean, you could tell tell Rhys Hoskins was ready to come back in this game and be about as vengeful as you can be when you're leaving, you know, probably the best team in baseball. Rhys Hoskins, in his career, 17 stolen bases. So that leads me to believe, Carver, that he probably had this one absolutely circled on his calendar. And good for him, right? We love to see it. And yeah, the Phillies, man, they are just burying the Atlanta Braves. And honestly, even setting up the eventual home field advantage over the Dodgers in the postseason, which is, they are four games up on the Dodgers right now.
Yeah, and that's going to be very significant as we get closer to October, if they could keep that up. Significant series starting tonight in the AL Central, of all places. Me and you have discussed the Royals quite a bit and how well they've played here in the early portions of the season. They're 11 games over at 36-25, yet still four games back of Cleveland, which has also had a tremendous start to this season over the first 2 months. And they open a three-gamer tonight with Lugo on the mound against McKenzie. Big series for the Royals here to show that they do belong in the AL Central.
No, this is huge. I mean, they are four games behind the Guardians right now, which is insane. I mean, right now the Guardians only have three fewer wins than the Yankees. They only have three fewer wins than the Phillies. It's crazy. They would be in first place. Actually, both the Guardians and the Royals would be in first place in the AL West. Both of them would be second place in the AL East. I mean, it's nuts, right? Last season, the AL West or the AL Central, worst division of baseball. No team could get out of their own way. I mean, we've got four teams who are 500 or better now. I am obviously very much hoping that this is not the series that the Seth Lugo regression monster comes, because it's coming. Seth Lugo is 9-1. I mean, just let me go ahead and spoil it for you. Seth Lugo, not a 20-win pitcher. It's just not the way that things work. But I'm hoping that we get through this series relatively unscathed.
And look, for everyone, and you love, everyone loves to take wax at the AL Central because, like you said, there was such an awful division last year. If the playoffs started today in the American League, they would have three of the six teams in the playoffs.
Crazy.
The Twins would be in as well as the Royals and in Cleveland, which is, you know who loves that? Would love that, Davis? The Yankees. They would love if Cleveland, Kansas City, and Minnesota all made the playoffs. Because the Yankees typically, like over this last 25 years, what do the Yankees always hope for? They love playing the AL Central teams in the division round because it usually goes very well for them. So they would like to see a couple of those teams get through. The Yankees open a series with Minnesota at the Bronx. And this is a big week, Davis. Me and Gabe were saying earlier, the Yankees and the Dodgers this weekend in the Bronx. Now, they both have some work to do first. The Yankees have the Twins. The Dodgers open a series with Glasnow in Pittsburgh tonight against the Pirates. But that is going to be marquee event for baseball this weekend with the Dodgers and the Yankees playing.
It is. I mean, look, that's going to be pretty much much-watched baseball between those two teams. But the Yankees definitely can't rest on their laurels. I think it would be a little bit silly to be. And look, I mean, they are awesome. Soto and Judge have been unbelievable. They are the only two teammates in Major League Baseball who both have OPS pluses over 185 this deep and in the season. Really incredible. I mean, it's kind of funny that not that long ago we were talking about Judge slumping, which is just like, I mean, whew, dude, it's 21 home runs. Like, where did that come from? It's like the guy is not messing around this year. You know, I'm still kind of concerned about the bottom of the order. Rizzo, Gleyber, Cabrera, Wells, you know, fine. I'm definitely concerned about what happens when Nestor Cortes and Marcus Stroman come back a little bit more towards their career averages. I mean, Stroman has been unbelievable this year, 2.73 staff leading ERA for him. I don't know how much longer that can keep up, but I do. I think they're going to, well, and I also am hoping they dispatch the Twins pretty easily here.
Let's start your lion's share picks tonight with the Blue Jays and the Orioles, who, of course, are getting together with Corbin Burnes on the mound. The Blue Jays were searching for a starter tonight. It looks like they're going to go with Richards. Orioles now minus 160 here on the money line.
Yeah, I think money line pretty appropriately priced. I think the run line also is fairly strong if you want to go in that direction. Corbin Burnes, 2.35 ERA. Right in line with his fielding independent pitching. He has led baseball in whip twice. He's right in line with that this year. The guy just does not issue any free passes. Strikeouts are down a little bit for him, but guess what? Doesn't really matter against the Blue Jays. They take care of that for you. The Blue Jays, they're very obliging with the ground ball outs and with the strikeouts. It's such a weird thing that Daniel Vogelbach is now batting cleanup for this team. I mean, it is just, it's a little embarrassing for a team that had all that young talent not that long ago.
Yep, they were the next big thing 2 years ago, right? With all the young talent that they had, they were going to take over the AL East, the AL. Hasn't quite happened that way. Tigers are in Arlington again tonight against the Rangers, where we get Flaherty and Dunning, Davis.
Yep, took them last night, eked out the 2-1 victory there with Skubal on the mound. Same process is going to come in tonight with Flaherty. I don't know what Jack Flaherty found. I mean, truly, he discovered something upon entering the Detroit Tigers roster, because last year was about as poorly as he's pitched, and he had pitched pretty poorly in the most recent 2 years, but he's not walking anyone anymore. Strikeout rate up to 34% after 67 innings this season. I'm just betting on this crazy Tigers pitching staff, on Skubal, on Reese Olson, on Flaherty. So I'm gonna do it again tonight, and we are going to do Tigers money line.
And finally for you, the Mariners are in Oakland at the Ashtray, where they will have Kirby's Dreamland on the mound starting this series.
All right, I know that the Oakland Athletics are not nearly as much of a laughingstock as we thought they would be. The pitching has been a little bit better. They win 100% of the time when they're leading in the eighth and ninth inning because the bullpen has been so good. But George Kirby, after getting blown up by the Nationals and the Orioles, I mean, he's back to being himself, really. I don't see anything in the peripherals that indicates he is not one of the better pitchers in baseball, a career 3.5 ERA guy, doesn't walk anyone. Career 3% walk rate for George Kirby. Just never lets him on for free. So we're going to do Mariners run line tonight. Maybe we get Julio Rodriguez tater time there.
Oh, we're going to have to add that to the list later on. A little Julio Rodriguez tater time. I like it, Davis. So there you go. The plays for tonight in Major League Baseball. The lion's share brought to you by BetMGM from Davis Maddock. We're back coast to coast on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us. Of course, we always have Coach James Young with us. Of course, we'll get him back with some lion's share picks the next couple days as we get closer to game number one on Thursday night between Dallas and Boston. And maybe we'll have some time for a few things from that here today as well. Coach, good to see you as always, my man, here on C2C. And I have to start with this, Coach. Now, Scotty said yesterday that you and him probably did like a whole hour on Sunday on betting above the rim on the Caitlin Clark incident with Carter on Saturday in the Sky Fever game. Of course, after the game, Reese didn't talk. Carter wouldn't talk about anything with Clark. The coach, Witherspoon, shut everything down. But yesterday, Coach, we did get some talking from both Witherspoon, who suddenly 3 days later decided that it wasn't appropriate for what Carter did on the floor. And we also had Angel Reese, who had some things to say. Now, look, Coach, before I play this clip, this is obviously the clip that is the sizzle clip. I mean, this is the headline clip. This is the headline everyone saw. She spoke for a very long time about a lot of things, But this is the clip that everyone has obviously seen and is making the biggest deal about. Here's Angel Reese from yesterday.
It all started from the national championship game, and I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. And understanding, like, yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball that you never would think that we'd be talking about women's basketball. People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like, just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like, I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role, and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me, too, and I want y'all to realize that.
All right, Coach, your thoughts, please, on Angel Reese. Yes.
Oh, folks. You know what? I'm 47 at Carver High, so I'm not hip with the lingo, but it seems like rent-free is what we got here, right? Very simply put, Angel Reese, you're absolutely right. A lot of people tuned in to that national championship game in 2023, but it was because of Caitlin Clark. If you look at the ratings, even after LSU lost to Iowa, as Iowa kept going in 2024, their numbers went up. And here's the thing. Stats don't lie, right? Carver, very simply put, I just pulled this up. The six top viewed games in the WNBA, five out of six have Caitlin Clark. The only one it doesn't is Sparks Aces May 18th, and that was 1.34 million. That's fifth. Well, that was also the second leg of a doubleheader. Ready, folks? After Caitlin Clark. So when you sit there, Angel Reese, listen, I get it. I get it. And I'm not going to say it's jealousy or hatred or rent-free, whatever. I was joking about the rent-free stuff. But the proof is in the pudding. This young lady is elevating the viewerships. I am a father of two young ladies. I train girls basketball players. I train boys. I haven't heard more, like, middle-aged men, young boys, talking about women's basketball until this kid came along. That's no respect to Tarazi. That's no respect to Sue Bird. It's no respect to my district admirer, Maya Moore. It's no disrespect to Candace Parker. This is not about disrespecting players in the past. This is about this kid is the Tiger Woods. This kid is the Conor McGregor, right? When this kid plays, everything stops because they want to see this kid. So instead of all these comments these players make, let's embrace what this is and hope that she continues to draw the audience, which then can lead to more people watching other games, which then will lead to more viewership, more TV money, which that means more players in the players' pockets. Remember, folks, the WNBA has got to redo their contract very soon, TV deal. You wonder why Caitlin Clark played 11 games in 20 days. Now you figured it out.
Yeah, me and Mike DeCourcy were talking about that earlier, Coach, how they really force-fed her games here over the first 3.5 weeks of the season. There was some reasons behind that. Also, them knowing that they wanted to get her on as much as possible at the start of the season, because you said it, the numbers are there. It's just for me, Coach, and I said this to Mike, and I'll say it to you too. I just can't understand why there are a number of people associated with that league, and not all, not even probably half, but there are a number of people associated with that league who, like, have a problem that she's bringing more people in to watch, and, you know, they're selling out arenas. You said it. They're on everywhere now. I couldn't find a WNBA game 3 years ago. You couldn't find it, Coach. They're on a ton of platforms now, and I can't believe putting more money in their pocket, charter planes, whatever you want to go with. I can't believe there's people that don't like that or whatever, you know, that it's all there because she's in the league now. It just doesn't make sense to me, Coach. It really doesn't. Give me the plays for tonight. There are three WNBA games. Can you please let me know what you have, Coach?
Yeah, I'll go quickly. First off, I'm going to take the Liberty minus the points, minus 8.5 at Chicago. Liberty already has a home loss to the Sky, and they also lost by 50 in the preseason. I think you get revenge factor tonight. Liberty just came off a big win when they went by about 40 versus Caleb Clark. Liberty minus 8.5. Next, Washington Mystics under 69.5 team total tonight versus the Connecticut Sun. Why? Well, this is one of the worst teams offensively, playing against one of the slowest teams defensively, and Connecticut is the best team in the WNBA. They only give up about 70 points per game. I'm going to go under 69.5 for the Washington Mystics. Last, Seattle Storm team total over 87.5 points. If you take away the top three defensive teams in the WNBA, the Lynx, the Sun, and the Liberty, they have covered this 3 out of 5 games. This is the worst defensive team they're playing, 11th in pace. They should go over the number 87.5 tonight.
Coach, we'll see you tomorrow, where we'll start to dive in further to the Mavericks and the Celtics game one on Thursday night. We'll back you up to that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Rel Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. Great to have everybody with us. All right, Joe, I have a lot of baseball for you. Here we have some things from last night to do. I have a lot of games tonight. Everybody is playing on a Tuesday night, as we absolutely love. First, Phillies beat the Brewers 3-1 last night, dead under. I was just talking to Davis about it. Rhys Hoskins did return to Philadelphia and get himself a homer, but that was the only run the Brewers got. We'll see if we can add him maybe to Tater Time tonight in a few minutes. The Mets beat the Nationals 8-7. They hold on. Orioles beat the Jays 7-2. Unfortunately for Joe, he was on the live over of 11.5, and his Blue Jays really couldn't contribute, as the Orioles did plenty of contributing, including not one but two homers from Austin Hayes on Masson.
Austin Hayes ended a home run drought of 118 plate appearances with the long ball in the fourth, and that one is driven well out to right center field. Kiermaier, he's going to go to the opposite field this time. Well, he'd waited a while, so how about a two-homer night for Austin Hayes?
When are you ready, Joe, to wave the flag with the Blue Jays? Are you done with them yet, or are you going to keep throwing more logs on the fire?
More logs on the fire. Burn, baby, burn. I'll tell you this. Right. You know who cost me a parlay the other night? Was that your boy O'Hearn. I needed him to homer in that game over the weekend.
Yeah, well, trust me, Joe. If you needed him to homer, it's because I needed him to homer, and he didn't homer for me either. So we both lost out on O'Hearn. Okay, O'Hearn was unfortunate that we didn't get him. Maybe tonight we can get O'Hearn up there in Toronto. The Tigers beat the Rangers 2-1 in Arlington. Another great performance from Tarik Skubal, but they needed also not one, but two homers from Mr. Rogers, Jake Rogers on Bally Sports Detroit, Joe.
1-1.
There we go.
Rogers, deep left field once again. It's gone. He has made two pitchers pay, and Jake Rogers has all the offense in his home state tonight.
They always love when they go back to Texas, Joe. Everyone loves coming back to Texas, and Jake Rogers did last night there. Another dead under, by the way, with a 2-1 score. Joe's going after those 7.5s tonight. Astros beat the Cardinals 7-4. No dead under in this one. In fact, the Cards had an early lead, Joe, and they yacked it up. A couple homers, Jordan Alvarez, Alec Bregman, and then Yandier Diaz puts them ahead for good on Space City Home Network.
Yiner could use a big hit here. Trying to snap it over 8, and he throws one deep to left field, and the Astros have their first lead of the night. Yiner Diaz hits his first home run since April 11th, and it couldn't come at a better time.
Joe, we loved that over last night, especially with Gibson and Verlander pitching, and I know we're going to do the numbers in the next hour. I love it again tonight with
Let's
Aaron Giddey out there for Houston. So I say we go up, 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 and away with Houston again tonight.
Let's do it. I'm all for it. Let's go. We'd love it.
Anytime I say over, Joe has no problems whatsoever if he wants to go ahead and do that. Reds beat the Rockies 13-3. Joe had the alt over in that, 15.5, although he had it with who'd you need? Who was the hump on Colorado that let you down?
Goodman.
That you needed to get a hit?
Goodman.
Who? Goodman. Angels beat the Padres 2-1, and the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 4-2. Walk-off fashion, late night, tied at 2 in the ninth for Pavin Smith on MLB Network.
The 1-0, swing and a drive, deep to center field, going back Yastrzemski, onto the track, onto the wall, gone! Pavin sends him home as he hits one towards the moon! And the Diamondbacks win by a final of 4-2.
Yeah, six runs wasn't enough there, Joe. We needed more than that. That we were, what was that, 9.5 last night in that game? The Diamondback game? The Snakes let us down, Joe. We need more from the Snakes tonight, too.
Well, we could get it. I mean, you know, let's get Colorado. Let's go back to the well. I think
no
Toronto.
More Goodman.
Let's
stop with Goodman.
No,
stop
no, no players tonight. We'll just go Colorado. We'll do your play of St. Louis and Houston, and then we'll let's add. Toronto. They're gonna bust out. Come on, let's do the over again.
No, I'm not in on anything with Toronto. I am gonna be involved with Tater Time though, Joe. It's a Tater Tuesday on Coast to Coast. I got the home run plays for you coming up soon, along with all of tonight's games. I have our weekly look at the best and the worst money line. We've got the over-unders, etc., that we will do as well. For El Coast to Coast, here on a Tuesday, Carver High and Joe Lisi for Scotty. We're back, hour number 3 on the grid next.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.